When we talk about thought shaping questions, we're talking primarily what and how questions. These are our old calibrated questions. We used to use calibrated questions to gather information. We're moving away from that now and using the calibrated questions to provoke thought or to engage them in problem solving collaboration. How are we gathering information now? We're not asking questions. We're using what we're referring to at this point as asking labels. Any question that you want to ask the other side, if you want to take offensiveness out of the question, you want it to feel less like an interrogation, take that what or how question and turn it into a label simply by upward inflecting. It sounds like X is important to you, as opposed to asking them what's important to you. And if you notice also, as of late, I've really become enamored with the word envision or vision. Because when you talk about somebody's thought process, there's a mental movie that's playing in their vein, in their brain. There's always a vision of how they see things in the future. And it's a powerful word to get them to really use their imagination and engage their creativity. So I purposely insert the word envision or vision into the thought shaping question. As a way of review, you know, the last or just two slides ago, it was LMP, label, mirror, paraphrase. Labeling is just used to identify driving forces and dynamics. Simply, it looks like, it seems like, it sounds like, it looks like, or it feels like. If you want to be more engaging, you look, you seem, you sound, etc. Mirroring is just repeating back the last one to three words. A great way to have them continue on a thought process by just repeating back the last one to three words. Great for getting them to expound on a point or continuing the conversation. Tells them that you are attending and listening at the same time. You are present in the moment. There's an age old adage that a fool tries to convince me with his words, a wise man tries to convince me with my own. That's just what labeling does. There's no better way to demonstrate for the other side that you are listening to every word that comes out of their mouth than by repeating back the last one to three words. Brandon, what'd you have?
So a couple things here, because when you put up the how question, it reminded me, we do have something on the survey in regards to, you know, dealing with a boss that does not respond well to how questions. Like, what do you do if you've asked how questions and you don't get a response? Well, a couple things. First of all, if that is you and that's the situation you deal with, as Derek mentioned earlier, if you're going to ask how questions, you want those to be centered around vision. Because the reality is, especially if they're a boss, part of their job is to have the vision in their head. And so if you're asking how questions around the vision, it's going to be a little bit easier to tease that stuff out because the vision is ever present. Now, for your other how questions that you try to ask that you may not get a good response to, simply change those how questions to what's. Right. If you've been asking how, and you're not getting very far, take some time and turn all of those how questions into what questions. Now, it doesn't go into great detail in the survey, but part of the thing here is I would surmise that any boss that's got trouble dealing with how questions is probably tired of defining implementation for everyone that works for them. How do we make this work, boss? Well, with the first thought in your boss's head, especially if they're juggling a bunch of things at once, is that's why you're on the team. That's why I hired you to figure this out. And so stop coming to me for all the how answers. Come up with some of them yourself. And so I would imagine that's probably some of what's getting in the way. It's probably not all of what's getting in the way, but that's probably some of it. And so instead of asking your boss, how do we define next steps or how do we move forward from here? put your suggestions in simply what's wrong with these next steps. Instead of waiting for them to define it and them having to go through the mental process of, all right, let me lay out all these steps for you. You've probably got some steps in mind of your own. And so, you know, boss, what's wrong with this as our next steps? What problems do you see with tackling it this way? And that's a really slight, a 2-millimeter shift on changing your how questions to what questions, especially when it deals with implementation.
Yeah, and so and this is a point that Brandon just made, because I remember a couple of years ago, we had an intern, and all he ever asked me was, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? And that indicated to me no thought whatsoever. And finally, I told him, after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, never ask me a how or what question ever again, because his questions indicated no thought, and a how or what question puts you in what Danny Kahneman would call slow thinking or in-depth thinking, which is exhausting. It's exhausted to be asked that. But notice the elements of this question that Derek strung together in this question here. How do you envision? I mean, a thought-shaping question is designed to shape thought in the other side. And if that same intern, instead of asking me, how do you want me to handle this? If he'd have said, how do you envision we move forward? It would have triggered my thought pattern in a completely different way. And I could have laid out a couple of steps for him really quickly in that instance. So I love how this is the first time I've seen this question constructed the way Derek's got it here. And as usual, I love the stuff that he puts together. This is a great question. It's a how question. It starts with the word how, but there are components here that are designed to trigger specific thinking, to shape thinking. And that's the difference between just a flat, how am I supposed to handle this, to how do you envision we move forward? There are elements in there that get the person's brain thinking the way you want them to think.
That's perfect. That's a great add. And so a couple things just in regards to the chat, because I know we got some questions around, how do I remember this stuff? How do I recall it when I'm in game, right? How do I recall what we talked about today? Well, first thing is, probably going to want to review the recording. But as many people are saying here in the chat, there's no way around low stakes practice. Practice on family. Practice, you know, and it's really every opportunity you get to speak to someone is an opportunity to try out one of these skills. And that's how you start committing it to memory, so that when you get in the championship game, right, you get in that big interaction with your boss over the implementation of an issue, you've done this a bunch of times already in small conversations, and now it comes more naturally.